We are live at EXT with Taina Asili and Gaetano Faccato. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, hi.
We're here to talk about this new album.
Absolutely. The new album is called Resiliencia, which means resilience. And it's an album that has been about 3 years in the making. I started it actually when I was an artist in residence at the Art Center of the Capital Region. And I decided that I wanted to do a project where I interviewed women of color in my community about their stories of resilience. That project started local. I believe it was 5 women that I interviewed locally. But then after that residency was completed, I ended up traveling all over the country and also to Puerto Rico and also to Canada, interviewing women in my larger community as a traveling artist about their stories of resilience. And what I've created with this album is a compilation of various compositions that are inspired by those stories. So with each song, it's either directly inspired by an individual person's story or themes that are threaded through the connection of the many stories that I received through this journey.
And you have a documentary out with the same name. Yes. And did you feel that this is fully correlated, or do you feel like they're both separate works of art based on the same topic?
Yeah. So basically what we've been doing with this project was, after we did the interviews and we wrote the songs, we've been creating music video documentaries. The intention was always create these music video documentaries for most of the songs. And the music video documentaries were going to be a blend of a music video and then the interview that I did with them. But it just so happened while we were working on this project, Hurricane Maria hit in Puerto Rico. And I was already intending to interview some folks out there, but I decided to get out there as quickly as I could. So I went about 4 months after Hurricane Maria hit, and I documented what I saw on the island, what I witnessed in these stories with these 4 women, artists and activists from Puerto Rico. That became the Resiliencia documentary. That became Resiliencia, that song that's the title track of the album. And it's also the name of the music video documentary, which sharing the stories of what happened there and then also talking about Puerto Rico and where things are at today and how folks can show solidarity to those that are working for justice and healing in Puerto Rico.
Of course, because there's still so much that needs to be done. There's so many people that are still in so much need. And this is a great spotlight on that to remind people that, hey, it might not be in the news cycle anymore, but this is still very much an issue. It's still important. It can't get, you know, pushed aside. And I think you're doing an absolutely just an incredible thing by helping so many people with your art.
Thank you.
Well, let's take a little bit of a listen to that song right now.
La lluvia cae, el río nos guía. La lluvia cae, el río nos guía. La lluvia cae, el río nos guía.
se ha transformado. Muy adentro la he de crear, construyendo nuevos recursos y nueva posibilidad. El amor de los antepasados
is the title track off the new album from Taina Asili. That song is Residencia. We're here live at EXT at 97.7 and 106.1 with her right now. Now, with that documentary and with the album, besides the hurricane, what about the political climate and through your work in activism, which you have a very extensive history, what gave kind of like the push to do this now?
Because
I know you said it's been a couple years in the making.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to say when art and calls to you. You know, it wasn't like I put it out right now because it's very strategic and, you know, things are happening and it needs to happen now. As I said, I've been working on it for quite some time. But, you know, my last two albums were more about me and about my story and about my journey. And I have been really digging into deep listening and wanting to witness other people's stories and use my art as a vehicle to lift up those stories and put a spotlight on them. And there just are so many powerful people in my community, so many powerful women of color in particular, who I wanted to put a spotlight on. I wanted to talk about the resilience that we have and the tools that we've used to get there. You know, I think that we are living in a really heavy time. Social media allows us to bear witness to a lot of things all at once, and it can be really overwhelming and quite frankly depressing and hard to move through. So I wanted to remind myself and then anybody else who wants to hear my music, our strength, our power, the tools that we have to overcome, to uplift, to feel a sense of strength. I bear witness to so many different people do that, and I wanted to share it. So the album has a lot of different stories. I've interviewed a woman who survived breast cancer, a friend of mine who is a trans woman from Puerto Rico who's a professional wrestler. I have a story about my best friend, Leah Penniman, who is a food justice farmer who just came out with a new book called Farming While Black. She's a part of Soulfire Farm. So, you know, I have other immigration stories from Mexico, from the Dominican Republic, from so many different places. There's a whole array of stories in there, and I'm just excited. I'm excited to share them with the world, and I think some of them happen to be coming upon some really important intersections, you know, the Me Too movement and, you know, conversations about immigration. I think that they will offer important contributions to conversations and the movements that are happening today, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, the album as a whole, it's a good reminder that these kind of things might be happening, but they're not just happening. People are surviving through it. And I know you said that this is very different for you because generally your past albums were about you and this one's more for other people. Were there any differences in the recording process that you felt or how you felt when you were writing them that felt different from the past albums as well?
Yeah, I felt like the difference was that I was really listening to the story first and then moving into the songwriting. So luckily, I have a big toolkit. You know, Gaetano is my co-songwriter. Mm-hmm. And Gaetano and I think together, we are very familiar with a lot of different musical styles. And it's one thing I love about being the kind of artist that I am, that we don't really like to lock ourselves into a particular genre. When we approached these songs, you know, we were listening to the stories and saying to ourselves, what song is calling to be carried, to mm-hmm. carry this story? Mm-hmm. And so what Gaetano and I would sit with it and see what we could come up with. And I loved that challenge. I mean, mm-hmm. it was just really...
It was nice to see, you know, either you coming up with some lyrics or a musical idea or something. And or, you know, I would bring, you know, either a riff or some type of smaller thing to be able to play off of. And just, but, you know, allowing the theme or the story to carry that and see if it represented it, you know, accurately.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Can we let listeners know who are tuning in right now to 97.7 and 106.1 EXT where they can find the new album?
Yep. You can go to Bandcamp, and we have a Bandcamp page under Taina Asili. But you can go to my website, tainaasili.com, and find us there. We're going to be releasing on YouTube music video documentaries throughout the year. So you can find us youtube.com/tainaasili and find out more about the deeper parts of these stories.
I want to listen to that great song, Plant the Seed, from the new album, Residencia.
This is Taina Asili. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.
This is my declaration to be fully alive, healing. This is my reclamation of my ancestral wisdom. The earth, it saved it for me, and I plant the seed.
was Plant the Seed from the new album Resiliencia, youtube.com/Taina Asili. If you want to see the music video for Plant the Seed, and let me know about some shows that you have coming up that listeners can come see.
Yeah. On April 26th, I am going to be doing a songwriting panel, and that's going to be at the downtown SUNY Albany campus. And then on May 23rd, I'm going to be performing at The Egg in a special concert in honor of Pete Seeger. And there's going to be a huge array of amazing artists that are going to be performing there as well. And then on June 8th, I'm going to be performing at Albany Black and Latino Pride, and that's going to be in Washington Park in Albany.
Oh, what a great lineup. You can check out more information at her website, TainaAsili.com. And while I still have you here, may I hear one song performed from you guys from the album?
Yes.
Thank you so much both for coming in, and we are looking forward to that new album coming out.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
This is Taina Asili, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. This song is called Even If, inspired by my own journey to tell myself that the experiences that I've had with sexual harassment and violence, that they are not my fault. And it's something that, you know, I started on this journey a long time ago, and it never ceases to surprise me how I have to continue to, even still now, as a woman that is on the path of liberation for a long time now, how I still have to remind myself it's not my fault, and that I can claim my experience without shame, without guilt, in a powerful way. So that's what the song is about, Even If.
Earth was instilled a light, and I shined it bright. Knew that I was worthy. But as I grew into a girl, discovered parts of this world, saw my humanity differently. Some thought that my light was the birthright, thought they could steal it in the night. So I learned how to resist, fight with words and with fists, to protect what I knew was mine. And though I survived it all, I believed it was my fault that I deserved this suffering. In time, I learned to see the truth of misogyny violating my boundaries. Oh, even if you knew me for a while, even if I had a pretty smile, even if there was a tender look in my eyes, even if I had a drink in hand, even if I said I had no man, even if I said let's go and hang out tonight, alright. Even if I wore a sexy skirt, even if I wore a low-down shirt, even if I strutted like I knew I was fly, it does not give you the right to touch me or objectify. Consent is not created in your mind. It's in my words. My words. My words. Can't believe after all these years, I still gotta make this clear. Taking and wasting my precious time. But it seems like the status quo is the same as long ago. To abuse our bodies and our minds. I've worked so hard to be free to nurture my healing from the trauma of patriarchy. But it seems like every day someone's trying to take away my human rights and my dignity. Even those who said they're friends, who claim to defend justice and our liberty, fell ill to the same disease, the traps of misogyny, violating my boundaries. Oh, even if you knew me for a while, even if I had a pretty smile, even if there was a tender look in my eyes, even if I had a drink in hand, even if I said I had no man, even if I said let's go and hang out tonight, all right, even if I wore a sexy skirt, even if I wore a low-cut shirt, even if I strutted like I knew I was fly, it does not give you the right to touch me or objectify. Consent is not created in your mind. Come to me again and I will take you down. I will take you down. I will take you down. Come to me again and I will take you down. I will take you down. I will take you down. Come to me again and I will take you down. I will take you down. I will take you down. Come to me again and I will take you down. I will take you down. I will take you down. Yeah. Yeah.